Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. How good is that? Huh? Hallelujah. Yeah, okay. Forgive me, I'm a tiny bit lost in this, but we'll be okay. Hallelujah. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him. Do we realize our need for Him? You know? Do we realize our need for Him? As I said in the devotion, that piano is really handy there. When I come in the back door, it is a great diversion. It's where I pray the best. And when I went to the piano to pray, and as I prayed, the words that the least likely are the most likely to stay. The least likely. Do you see yourself as a least likely? Least likely. You know, you know my story that we went to the Bible study and I was completely incapacitated when I walked in. If the people that we went to the Bible study with recognized that in a person, they might not have let this person in. And they might have too. But in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, I went from incoherent to absolutely understanding that I was a problem. It's a great thing in our lives when we realize that we're the problem, that we have a problem. And in the midst of that, somehow the Lord kept me. He's able to keep what we commit to Him, even when we don't know what we're committing. He's able. And we trust Him. Blessed are those who put their trust in the Lord. And so, being least likely, churches are full of people that are least likely. They really are. That when I did, I went to church and I just went to church. Probably all of us at one time or another have just gone to church with no real, I don't know, no real something. Go to church and be unchanged. You know? The Lord changes us. He says, I am God and I don't change. But I can change you. And so I do remain in awe of God's ability and His willingness to rescue. And every single person who knows Him should be in awe of His ability to rescue. Old songs come to my mind, like I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more than the master of the sea. Anybody sing that before they understood it? I sang it. See? Vicky, she didn't go to church, so she didn't sing it. But I sang it. I remember that I liked it. It was kind of a tune that I liked. But did it change me? No. No. And as we go and we grow as a person, everything is set up to get us further and further and further away from God. You know, we've talked about we're made in His image. We are made to worship Him. But we've got that one little icon that He left us in control of. Choose. When we choose this day who we will serve, it activates that. And when it's activated, it doesn't quit. It doesn't do better when you're praying and worse when you're straying. It's always working. God is faithful even when we are not. You know? And so there's hope. The whole idea is to get it activated. To get it activated. And the more least likely we are, the more that we, maybe, you know, it's like, okay, I went to church for 30 years before I met the Lord. And maybe in the midst of hardening my heart, although I didn't harden my heart intentionally, in the process of my heart getting hard, I became more likely to break. You know, we become brittle without God. So maybe the more we're without God, we harden our heart, maybe our heart cracks a little easier. I have any idea. I don't know how that works. You know? But I know that all things are possible with God. And I know that once we catch a glimpse of Him, and then He pours into us, even if we don't know what's being poured into us, it's happening. Something happens when we expose ourselves to the presence of God. Well, it doesn't mean we can't resist. But just because we resist, God doesn't quit. He desires that everybody be saved. He desires that everyone knows His goodness because His goodness is so good. Right? Honestly, this morning I just was praising and worshiping God for His goodness when Vicki walked out of the bedroom. I don't know if she told you that she took a tumble, you know. And last night, you probably thought she'd been in bed yet this morning. But she came walking out this morning. She limped into bed, barely got into bed, and walked out this morning. The Lord is good. She might have walked out better than she'd been walking before. You know? I mean, I'm not talking about after she fell down the step, but I'm talking about the Lord can adjust things. You know? The Lord is so good, and so maybe the least likely happenstance to improve her may have been what God used to heal her. We never know. You see, we always need to be looking for the goodness of God in the land of the living. I have to tell you that this morning, during worship, God just kept taking me places. And I would think of a place, and that place was absolutely blank. But his place wasn't. So some of the things that we sang were long ago things that we sang. Mixed and matched, and I was just following God. And then I would try to get back. I gave up. Why should I get back? You know? It's like I was thinking of something and God was saying, get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged, you know. Get back. Remember the Lord your God. Let's sing unto the Lord a new song from a long time ago. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him. You could ask people, do you need God? And they first, you know, might have a blank look. And they, well, of course I need God. How do you need God? That's like a complicated question for some. You know? The answer might be, I go to church. I went to church without knowing God. Now this is old. You know, it's old stuff. But God's just talking to me about it. Talking to me about the necessity of being renewed. You see, we need to be renewed and renewed and renewed, not because we're broken, but we can forget the joy of the Lord. We can know that. I know that. But it's new every morning. He's new every morning. He is. He's fresh. He's wonderful. He just is. But we need to be too. Do you understand what I'm saying? His love for you when you wake up in the morning is brand new. You know, he doesn't say, oh no, I've heard that before. No, it's like, tell me, does it get old? I mean, you know, I think Vicky wants me to tell her that I love her. You know, and I want to tell her that. It wouldn't be well received if I said, I suppose you want me to tell you again. You know. Right? It's fresh and it's new. I mean, you know, when we were young and in love, what did we expect? To hear that, I love you. And if somebody said, I love you, we expected them to say back, I love you too. Just, you know, doesn't thrill anybody, does it? Yeah. That doesn't thrill anybody, does it? You know? God loves to hear you tell him that you love him. It's good for you. It's best for us because it renews. You know? It activates a icon that's maybe been slowing down. You understand? It chips it up. You know? Restore to me the joy of my salvation. You think God then says, why should I have to restore it? Stir it up yourself. No, that's a good quest. That's a good request. Yeah! Okay? The joy of the Lord is my strength. You're feeling weak? Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know? Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Stay stirred up. We talked about that once. You know? It's important. Stir yourself up. Don't depend on me to stir you up. Stir yourself up. You know? Wouldn't it be something if we were so stirred up we just walked in spinning? The Lord is worthy. He's worthy of our praise. And so, that's why when I came in here, I was defrosting the freezer, and so I got lots of opportunities to walk in. I stopped there first, figured out to defrost the freezer because it was way frosty, and you know, and sometimes we can get frosty. You know, the cold of the world can begin to create a tiny little crust, maybe. And a little crust isn't a big deal, you know. But if we let the crust keep growing, then it'll be like the freezer was downstairs, and the crust was from bottom to top and what it was supposed to breathe through. And so I said to myself, I better take care of that one of these days. And one of these days finally came. It was a great day. A great day, you know. A nice rainy day to sing and play and wait for the freezer. I got a heat gun, and it works real good. You know, you just don't hold it in one place too long, but it melts off one layer, and melts off another layer, and melts off another layer. And then you kind of feel it to see if it's still ice cold or if the ice is all coming down out of it, and you heat up that metal, and it's warm, and then you go, ooh, there's still ice there. There's still things to be done. You know, we need to take the time to defrost sometimes. You know? We're busy. Oh, we're busy. We get busy. My goodness, school, you're so busy, you know. And you come, bless your heart, and you sit with all us older folks. And you can say, well, they certainly need God. It puts a smile on their face. Well, it's like you can say that, but we know, we trust, we're certain that God works his way in. You know? He works his way in. Do you let him work his way in? You know? Do you allow him to get your attention? Do you take your temperature? It's important. It's important because the world is depending upon people who have known the goodness of God and display it. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him. We don't get beyond our need for him, do we? You know? But I think that there may be times when we get beyond our awareness of him. Or our awareness of our need for him. And we maybe become dependent on him to see and to take care of things without us taking part in it. And when we get to that place, guess what we notice the most? We notice where we see that God doesn't seem to be doing his job. Why didn't God do this? Why did God let this happen? More than likely, he's done more than we know to see to it that it does. But you see, gratefulness. When we lose our gratefulness for all that God has done for us. See, a lot of times people overlook the gratefulness for what he's done for us and get the idea of what God has done to us. Why me, Lord? How come? How come I'm not rich? Oh, but you are, my child. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Can't buy anything with the blessing of the Lord. Oh, surely you jest. Can't gain anything with that blessing of the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because he stacks it and stacks it and stacks it. I'll trust you, Lord. I'll trust you, Lord. Yet, we need to consider just how much that means to the Lord when we trust him. You know, O Lord. You know. Yes, he does. God blesses those who are poor. You see, true righteous poor is recognizing our need for God. We need God. I need you, Lord, more than yesterday. I need you, Lord, more than words can say. I need you, Lord, more than ever before. Oh, I need you, Lord. I love it when those aren't just words. I love it when the Spirit of God dwells down deep and it's like, yeah. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. God adds everything to us. That's what the Bible says, but the foundation's got to be strong, right? God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him. Paul pointed out once that he was the least of all. He was the least of all. And he thought he was doing a great work, remember? Stopping Jesus, the Word of God, the living Word of God. And he was way, 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 way out there when he saw the light. And where did he see the light? He saw the light in the darkness. He was blinded. I'll never forget the guy that said, well, maybe if I got blinded, you know, then I'd need the Lord. I said, you really want that? You know? But to see, he didn't really need the Lord in his mind, but I think he really came to know the peace of God that passes understanding. You know? I think that he came to appreciate God. And we just need to appreciate God. It's the realization of our need for Him that answers all the questions of life. And so there are a lot of people who don't recognize their need for God. And who shall God send for them to recognize it? You know? It doesn't always take words, it just takes life. People can recognize life. People can recognize joy. People can recognize peace. You know? And if they see it long enough, they might ask about it. God changes things. Paul pointed out that he was the least of all. He knew that he did not in any way deserve the blessing of God. He knew everything that he had done, but there was something that he was willing to do, and that was let go of it. Sometimes what people, we people, all people, need to do is let go of what we think that God has failed us in. Leave it behind. Just let it go and move forward. Just let it go and move deeper into the love of God. Just let it go. I mean, we could say, well, Paul really should be willing to let it go. My goodness, look what he did. But you know what? He could have wallowed in what he did for the rest of his life instead of walking into what he could do. We have all missed the mark. We have all come short of the glory of God. We have. But we can let go of it. There's no sense in dragging it around with us. Some people, and I was one of those people before I became one of these people. I was one of those people that I figured that I was in trouble, but there wasn't anything I could do about it. Or maybe there was nothing that I was willing to do about it. I can't say which. You know, God knows. But in the midst of not knowing anything, he opened my eyes to everything. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. And though I comprehend it, I still have times when I think I'll never fully understand it. You know? And I like those times. They're enjoyable because they make us forever grateful. You know, some people will say, well, I grew up going to church. I've always known the Lord. And I think, maybe you don't. You know? And you can find out real easy if you feel comfortable getting thorned. You know, you can say, but do you know God? You see, that's a question that I might know him. I've left everything behind so that I might know him. That I might know him. I'm so very thankful. I'm into the season of 40 years ago. And I don't know if it started in September. It probably started in October. The only reason I say that is because it was in October when they had the ingathering for Halloween. They didn't do Halloween. Everybody got together. And I can remember sitting on a bale of hay at the inn gathering, drinking, I don't know, grape juice, something, apple juice. And I can remember just thinking, wow, this is different. You know? But it had begun before that. Before that, I sat and I listened and I listened and I listened, and we sat and we had many wonderful things that went on. You all maybe know or don't know if it, or don't remember me saying that one time Vicki just threw down the Bible, went on the couch, said, "I can't take this anymore." Crab legs. Crab legs were the final thing. Couldn't eat shellfish. And we ate crab legs, oh, you know, once a year, once every 5 years, whatever. And I, being the spiritual leader of the family, said, "Oh, honey, let's not give up over crab legs. I mean it, Roger. I'm just tired of this." But Jesus wouldn't let her go. Jesus came and touched her. Her chains fell off. And up from the grave she arose. "Come on, Roger, let's go for this." And we kept on because God is faithful. If you know the faithfulness of God, oh, you are so blessed. You are so blessed. If you can just think about his faithfulness and be overwhelmed, you're so blessed. You're so blessed. He's been faithful. You know? He's been faithful. Now, I could have known about it 500 times or more in my life, I'm sure. I'm sure there were many, 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 many opportunities where I could have succumbed to the goodness of God. But I didn't. I was talking to a guy yesterday because he and I sort of came into the kingdom at the same time. I remember meeting him at the gas station, and we were talking about the goodness of God, and we'd both just found out about the goodness of God. He was 40 and I was 30. And I was talking to him yesterday, and he said, "You know, I'm glad I didn't find out till later. I appreciated it more." I said, "I agree with that. I agree with that, but at the same time, I thought at 30 that I had about run as far as I dared. I was amazed that I was still alive." You know, the goodness of God. You see, his goodness doesn't run out. He just keeps drawing us. And it's when we come to understand that we are one of the least likely, that we are the most likely to be transformed by God. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him. You know, I think a lot of people will casually acknowledge, "Well, of course I need God." But the thing is do we need God just when we think we need God, or do we need God all the time? I need him when things are good, and I need him when things are bad. And I might need him more when things are good than when they're bad, because when they're bad, guess where we turn? We turn to the Lord. Now, we may not turn to the Lord in the right attitude. We might turn to the Lord with, "Why, Lord?" Some people tell me they turn to the Lord and they tell God they're mad at him. That always troubles me. You know? But it's okay if God can handle it, but I just am not comfortable with that. If one thing I learned 40 years ago now is that he's right. And it always feels better when I just start out knowing he's right. He didn't mess up my life. He doesn't cause problems. He didn't push Vicky down the last two steps yesterday to teach her a lesson. I mean, he was going to teach her a lesson, he'd have thrown her from the top. No, God doesn't operate that way, does he? We know that. We know that, and yet we know people who think that's how he operates. You know? We've heard people that are mad at God. Don't be mad at God. God doesn't make mistakes. It's not a mistake that you're here. It's because God loves us that he gathers us together. Yeah, Paul was the least of all. And yet he's the one that more people read than anyone. And his words have borne witness with more people than anyone. You know? And we don't hold it against him the way that he began, do we? But I guarantee you there might be some people who would just say, I'm not taking any advice from him. I know what he was like. You know? I've had a few people in my life that said, I know what you were like. Maybe you know better than I do what I was like. You know? I will grant you that there are times that even to this day that when I go and pray to the Lord, I find myself saying, Lord, I know you don't remember, but I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. See, I can thank him for things that he doesn't remember. You know? And I can be thankful that he doesn't remember. You know? That sometimes I do. I just picture God going, I love your sincerity, but I don't know what you're talking about. You know? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that he forgets? He has the capacity. He can remember every single one of them, but he's got better things to do. How about you? You have better things to do. Even today, we have better things to do. And we'll do them. We'll do them because we'll put our trust in the Lord. We'll do them. We'll leave behind what is past. And we'll reach ahead for what God has. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him. Don't ever forget your need for God. Revel in it on occasion. How much you need him and how faithful he is. How great is our God. How great. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man fully understood what God has for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Don't forget that. Revel in it. roll around in it. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord my God with all my heart. That's the greatest commandment, but I never did it. Till he came and found the least likely. I remember this summer when we went to, I went to a reunion at Madison, South Dakota with a bunch of football players. And we were all there, and about 2 hours into it, just before I was getting ready to go, one of the guys came up to me and said, "Well, you know what? I think you've changed about the most of anybody." Honestly, my first thought was, "I don't have any hair." But I cut it off. It isn't. It's still there somewhere. Or, "Well, I haven't really gotten big like some of them." And then I realized that maybe what had changed the most was the fact that I wasn't the wildest one there, and that I had the peace of God that passes understanding. You know? That's a great thing that God gives us. Amen. See, he's never failed us. He said, I'm God and I fail not. There's no sense in going, "But what about this?" or "What about that?" Do we ever think about how great God is? Do you just sometimes just stop and think how great God is? Life might be pickles sometimes. It might be sour. There might be things that we don't like. There might be things that we don't understand. There might be things that we'll get caught up in wishing we could fix. You know? Or we might see people that we wish God would fix. But, forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us forever. He loved me before I knew him. Truly, all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. But until we know we need a victory, we were ignorant. But we should be forever grateful. Consider your heart toward God. You know? Consider God. When you consider God, you all know you don't find him standing with a hammer over your head. You find him with his arms out. The love of God that passes all understanding, and the peace of God that passes all understanding. How great is our God? How great is our God? It's important to consider our ways, you know, but not to go on a guilt trip. But sometimes if we just consider our ways, it will send us running to the arms of God. And that's where we belong. That's where we belong. Is in the arms of God. You know, at the jail, the place where they hold court when we're not there, it's a holy place when we have chapels. The people come and they're prepared for the presence of the Lord. They really are. They want that. it delivers them from everything else that's against them, you know? And they come in and they occupy that, and the thing that God calls me to do is encourage them to stay with that. They're not perfect. And neither is the guy that's talking to them. But we're being perfected. And it gives them great joy to know that they can be perfected. That they can be transformed by the renewing of their minds. God's able. He is able. And he is faithful to do abundantly above and beyond what we could hope or imagine. And that's why we're encouraged to present ourselves to God as a living sacrifice. Just present ourselves to God. Don't wait until we're perfect. We'll never get there. To just present ourselves. You know, sometimes it doesn't matter. I'm hitting almost 40 years of being saved, and there's nothing wrong with remembering. There's nothing wrong with pressing toward the mark. There's nothing wrong with discovering 40 years and I don't have it all down pat. I missed the mark. Now, Vicki's not one to remember when I miss, so I won't ask her to stand up and give a list. Yeah, she might once in a while. But we all do that. But the Bible encourages us, remember the Lord your God. 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 Remember the Lord. Your God. Amen. Yes, Lord, bring us to remembrance how faithful you are, how good you are, how amazing you are. When we drift, send a wind that puts us back on course. May we always be pressing toward the mark for the prize of the call. High call of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're right. Always right. Hallelujah.